This is Studio 360, and I am Kurt Anderson. We have been following a few of our listeners who each resolved to finally tackle some big creative project in 2015. There's the reggae DJ in Ohio, the movie guy turned calligrapher in Washington State, an aspiring filmmaker in New York, and Karis Stiles from Oakland, California. Karis resolved to build one diorama every month for the entire year. When I last spoke with her, she had just completed her first diorama, and she is now with me on the line. Hello, Karis.
Hello.
So have you been able to stay on track with your schedule, a new one every month?
Not quite. February was a rough month. Just recently changed jobs. I'm dealing with some health stuff. It's been kind of hard to stay on track. February was hard. March, I was on track, and I'm also on track for April.
Good. And the health stuff, I hope, is not dire.
No, I've been diagnosed with stage 2 adrenal fatigue, which is, I think many of us have it. It's often due to chronic stress and, working on getting my health back in order.
Good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your most recent one, which I guess is your third one?
Yes. Yes.
And listeners, you can take a look at Karis's diorama right now at studio360.org, but I love it. This is thus far my favorite one of yours. It's I guess, a guy, a hunky guy in some kind of track and field suit with a slightly oversized cat head, making him extremely cute. He is, in honor of Easter, being crucified on glittery pipe cleaners.
Yes. That's correct.
And it seems more cartoonishly cute and funny than, blasphemous. I'm sure there would be those who would find it blasphemous, but it doesn't seem like that was your intention.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all my intention to offend.
I have never really known the diorama part of the art world, but I've got to say, you seem to have a knack. It's really good.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So you'd said when we first talked that you were hoping to have some kind of unifying theme in all the work. Do you feel like that has emerged?
Yes, and it's really started to focus primarily on Christianity. And, I grew up Southern Baptist. I no longer identify with any religion, and I'm finding that this work is turning into a therapeutic process for me to work through some of the not-so-positive messages that I received as a kid in my faith. And kind of playing with them, adding this silliness to them, turned out to be really, really therapeutic for me, which has been kind of unexpected.
Well, and charming for those of us not raised as Southern Baptist as well.
Thank you.
What is the? Do you have an idea for the next one?
Many years ago, the toy store bought a little manger, this little at home manger scene. So I took off all the moss from that. I've already started kind of glittering the background, and I'm not quite sure what to put inside of it, but I do happen to have, of course, a tiny baby Jesus, so I might be doing something with that and combining it with a cat. We'll see. That's my thought right now.
So the cat and Christian themes are both emerging.
Yep.
Well, thank you. I look forward to seeing the next one and the rest, and I hope you start feeling better.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You can see the three art dioramas Karis has made so far at studio360.org. And if you are working on something creative this year and need a boost or some advice, join our Facebook group. It's called Studio 360's Creative New Year's Resolutioners.